Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, apparently we are being told by a professor that pornography and men and women watching pornography is a public health crisis because it affects real relationships. Is that true? We will talk about if porn is a public health crisis. We will also talk about how a European court rules obesity as a disability based on a child care worker who says he was unfairly fired because he was obese. Should America make obesity and consider it a quote-unquote disability and therefore allow you to have a recourse if you're fired for being overweight? All right? And, of course, there's definitely pros and cons to that one. All right? I'm sure employers are freaking out. We'll talk about that. Then it looks like we all are living 6 years longer. Congratulations. Woo! Less cancer, less heart disease, less infection, really good medical talk radio. So we're doing pretty good. Smog causing pregnant women to give birth to autistic kids. We'll talk about that. Then we have a woman who in her will said that when she dies, the dog, her dog, needs to be euthanized and buried with her. We'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, a lot of you live with people and their pets, and you don't like the person you're living with or the pet. And you wonder, well, what the hell do I do if the person I'm living with dies? Do I really have to take care of the pet? What do you do with the pet? Do I drop it off at the shelter? Do I kill the pet? No, you don't. Okay, it's a pet. Okay, the animal has a right to live. Well, this is interesting, okay? What do you do if the person wants to take their pet with them and be buried with their pet? Apparently, an Indiana woman's dying wish is to be buried to her dog with her dog. Connie Lay is her name, and apparently she, I believe, passed away. And her German Shepherd's name is Bella. Now, Bella is currently awaiting, I thought it was a girl, his fate at a Dearborn County animal shelter. After a reading of the late owner's will, according to the New York Daily News, Lay's attorney, Dog Den Muir, said the will is very specific. He told the Daily News of two options specified for the 9-year-old dog. The 9-year-old dog was misidentified as female, but then they figured out male. Why would you call a male dog Bella? I don't get that. Bella, I guess, is either Bella is sent to an entrusted friend to a specific animal sanctuary in Utah to live out his days, or the only other choice is to be put to sleep and cremated, and the ashes to be put with the owner's ashes. Now, apparently, there's a friend that is supposed to take the dog. If the friend does not want to take the dog, I guess, you know, I guess the dog dies. I didn't think that was legal. Now, apparently, Best Friends Animal Shelter in Kanab, Utah may help. Is that Kanab, Utah? I think I know of a Kanab, Utah. All right, it's a no-kill shelter. And so maybe that's a possibility. But are you kidding me? You know, I mean, look, I love my animals, but, you know, they've already poo-pooed and pee-peed up, you know, my house being alive. God forbid something happens to me. The last thing I want them to do is to be stinking up my urn or my grave or whatever. So as far as I'm concerned, let the cats, let the dogs live. Let them go about their way. But look at how we really love our animals. I mean, I know a lot of you guys are like, okay, this woman's crazy because she wants to kill the dog. I may she rest in peace, but yeah, when I saw that, I was like, wait, oh, hell no. I mean, I'll adopt the dog. No one's killing this dog. Not on my watch. But, look at that. You know, I've seen people love their pets more than their own family members. My husband and I get into a fight all the time. You know, I'm in the bathroom, I'm taking a shower, and for some reason the cats love hanging out when I take a shower. And it's not that they're thirsty. I mean, they got plenty of food and water, but they just like to sit there and watch the bubbles splatter. And sometimes I draw little cat faces on the mist, you know, on the shower door. And, yeah, my husband walks into the bathroom, like, if I'm taking a shower, I'm like, get out, I'm naked. So he cannot be anywhere in the bathroom when I'm naked. Yet the animals, I don't care because they're animals, you know. They go whatever they want. Same thing. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going potty. And one of the cats knows how to open the door. And he walks right in. And he just wants to hang out. I'm like, what? You know, and I close the door and I let him stay in there. And I don't know why. He won't be able to breathe. But anyway, yet my husband, oh, hell no. Leave me alone. I'm going potty. So my husband already thinks that I love my animals, my pets, more than him. And it's not that I love them more than him. It's just they can't divorce me if they see me naked. He can't. He doesn't realize that. So if we ever start marriage therapy, which I think we seriously need to do, I need to explain that to him, that it's not that I love the pets more. But listen, okay, I don't think that's legal for you to, in your will, say to kill one of the pets, okay, or in-laws or anything like that. That's not nice. You can't do that. It's illegal. So I would suggest that if you do not know what to do with your pet, if you're sick, okay, make sure you have an entrusted friend. Make sure you have a no-kill shelter. Make sure you have maybe even a breeder of that type. A lot of times the breeders, okay, may not mind having, again, I can't speak for all breeders, but sometimes a very good, well-trained, older one, you know, kind of like as a supervisor, kind of teaching these new ones, you know, the ropes. We got our lab from a breeder, and that lab, Apollo, I love him to death, but he's stupid. Like, he doesn't know what the hell to do. He's just kind of running around in circles, chasing his tail. Sometimes it would have been nice if there was somebody older going, look, guys, okay, you're going to go into a house. And when you go into the house, you don't go poo-poo house. Really? We don't go poo-poo in the house? No. No, they call it poo-poo house, and that's like a big no-no. Really? Well, where are you supposed to go poo-poo? Outside. What? I don't want to go poo-poo outside. No, that's what you do. It's what you do. Otherwise, the owner gets mad, and she sends me back to live with you idiots. Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know. I would say that would probably be the best thing to go. Okay, is porn a public health crisis? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there's no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I know a lot of you guys are freaked out about this next story. First, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Thanks to Don for working the dials, and a thanks to you all for tuning in and not sitting there watching porn, but instead listening to the Dr. Dolly Show, because apparently pornography is a public health crisis in that it affects, quote unquote, real relationships. According to the study, they say men who regularly watch porn are more likely to depend on it to stay aroused, but are less likely to enjoy sex with a real life partner. Duh. I mean, really? They had to study that? Duh. Okay, the average person does not have sex in the middle of a camping field, right? Or on the top of a mountaintop, or hanging from, I don't know, the utility laundry room cupboard. I don't know what they do in these pornographic films, but no, it's not real life by any means. They say the media scripts that men absorb when they view pornography can play a role in their sexual activities. This is according to Arkansas psychologist Anna Bridges and other academics in New York and Virginia. They studied 487 male college students. The researchers found, I know, yeah, 100% porn use. Now, the researchers found that the more men used pornography, the more likely they were to try to act out the same scenes and rely on pornography-inspired fantasies to engage in sex. I don't know what my big sexual fantasy would be. I mean, I used to think I would be, you know, I would want, like, you know, Lord of the Rings, right? Me and Aragorn, you know, riding off on a horse on the way to Rivendell to tell Arwen to go take a hike because Aragorn was going to marry me, Dr. Talia. And we decide, while everything is all green and glistening, to have sex. I mean, I suppose that might have been one of my sexual fantasies, but then Lord of the Rings 2 came out where the trees could speak. And the trees knew what was going on. And that completely shot that sexual fantasy by 2001. Because I'm like, no, we couldn't do it if the trees talk. Because if the trees told the Hobbit guys that Gandalf was still alive or whatever, then they were totally going to say that I had sex with Aragorn. So I was like, no, that wouldn't work. So I really haven't had a sexual fantasy since then. Yeah. Unless Michael Fassbender as Magneto wishes to, you know, I don't know, in a movie, kind of, you know, join forces with Dr. Dahlia to, you know, be the human MRI machine or something like that. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't really had time to sexually fantasize. I'm too old for that. Anyway, after studying, let me see here. Okay, anyway, they say pornography is sometimes dismissed, celebrated, or problematized as fantasy, and many people use it as a form of entertainment. Yeah, I would not look at porn for entertainment. I think there's, you know, you could ice skate. You know what I do for entertainment? I sit down with a big bowl of chocolate, and I just eat and eat and eat. That's what I do. That's probably how I channel my sexual energy. They say pornography is much more. What happens on the screen might implicate life off of it. Now, Patrick Truman, president of Morality and Media, said the new study shows the damaging psychological effects of pornography. Are you guys all psychologically damaged? You know what they need to do? They need to do a study. Somebody listening to porn, right, I don't know, 12 hours a week, or somebody listening to the Dr. Dahlia show 12 hours a week. Who is more psychologically damaged? That's a study I would like to see. He says it is a public health crisis, and it is urgent that government and society addresses it. I bet you anything that the government will jump on this call to evaluate porn as a public health crisis. And my guess, they are going to appropriate millions of dollars to that study. Please don't call on the government to get involved with porn, okay? Because they're going to just sit there and waste our tax dollars watching it. Attorney General Eric Holder said in September he was going to step down. Mr. Truman said that he and his allies hope the next attorney general would enforce laws prohibiting the distribution of obscene material by internet, cable, satellite TV, in retail shops, hotel, motel TV, through the mail or common carrier. So that means no Playboy. That means no girly movie or porn movies in the hotel. Yeah, I always get nervous. You know, I tell the kids, okay, look, Daddy and I are going to go downstairs for dinner with some friends. You guys have your eats. Just, you know, rent. Can we rent any movie we want? I'm like, yeah, sure. My husband's like, no. What? They're all like rated G movies. No, they're not. You know, then you take a look, and there's like erotic confessions and, you know, Victoria's deep secret. I'm like, what the hell is this? Anyway, so they don't get to watch TV. Okay, so let me see here. They say during Mr. Holder's 6 years in office, according to Mr. Truman, he refused to initiate even one new obscenity indictment during his tenure. As a result, I wonder if Mr. Truman wants to run for Attorney General. As a result, the Attorney General bears much responsibility for pornography's pandemic of harm. He served as the chief of the Justice Department's Child Exploitation Obscenity Section of his criminal division, 87 to 93. All right, so, do you guys think that porn is hurting your love lives? Are you expecting, are you actually expecting your wife or partner, husband, etc., to do what they do in these? Now, I tell you what here's my thing, okay? First of all, I don't like kids getting exposed to that, okay? I always get very, very nervous that the kids are going to be on a computer that doesn't have restrictions, and they're going to see some of this stuff because, you know, it's spooky. And I probably should watch some porn and see whatever, you know. I have an image of what the porn was like about 15, 20 years ago, you know, and everybody had kind of, you know, hairstyles like Jennifer Aniston, and, you know, they were probably singing a lot of, she bangs, and baby, and she moves. What was that, Ricky Martin? Okay, so my guess is porn is a little bit different from what I remember it to be, but, where I get nervous is you have somebody who's very sexually inexperienced, and they see something that my guess is now including multiple orifices, okay? Now he talks Betty Jane into giving her him her virginity. Okay, that sounds fun. So they decide to have sex, and he thinks that it is normal to use a bunch of multiple other orifices. That could be really traumatizing. Are we actually teaching kids how to have sex? Did you guys know I had to have that conversation with the kids? I don't want them having sex. But I told them, I go, look, okay, you know, you don't have to talk to me. You don't have to talk to Dad, but I want you to talk to somebody so you guys know what to do. Because I don't want to get a call from the police department because you did something you thought you saw on, you know, on the internet. And you thought that was an appropriate move, and it was unfortunate. You know, like, huh, Mom, what? Mom, can I just go play my video games, huh? All right, but you see, I mean, is anybody talking to their kids and say, look, some of these things you can't do. Yeah, maybe you could do with everybody's consensual and whatever, but I don't think people know what's normal sex. I don't know, missionary position. I'm not saying everybody has to have sex that way, but what I'm saying is if there's some raunchy stuff, because trust me, the kids aren't watching videos labeled Sex 101 that shows old school, easier to consent type style, whatever. If they're watching stuff where somebody is thrown against or thrown over something, and then they decide to get it on with some music, and they decide to do something like that, that could be rape. You understand? Okay, you guys understand that there's nuances? Okay, where's the consent? Where's the proof that there's consent? What if there's tearing? Well, she wanted it that way. Yeah, but if there's tearing, all right, and she decides she didn't want it, okay, I mean, who's going to get in trouble? So I don't know how we would do this. Right? So, as far as I'm concerned with porn, okay, let everybody look at their magazines or see their porn or whatever that are adults that have, I mean, I would say there would have to be some sort of way to make sure the kids aren't accessing it. But this is, you know, if you want to look at a naked boobies or whatever, that's your choice. America is free, etc. But I'm really nervous about what these kids are getting exposed to. And control, schmatrols, these people are seeing it. All right? And, you know, we may not be able to control what's on the internet. All right? But we could control some of what our kids learn. So teach your kids. 1-877-DOCTOR. I mean, not you know, graphically, just, you know, verbally teach you. You know, I'm from television. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi. I just wanted to know the meaning of leaking protein in your urine and if it could be fixed, if it damages the kidney, or what.
All right, leaky protein in the urine. All right, let's talk about that. Protein. We've talked about protein in the urine, right, guys? All right, we call it protein urea. All right, see, protein and urea. See, we know Latin. You guys thought I wasn't bilingual. I am. And kidneys, we've talked about this many times, okay? Kidneys are supposed to filter. We want to keep what's in the blood that's supposed to be there. Whatever is not supposed to be in the blood, we want to dump out. All right? Your kidneys are filtered. Now, we've talked about protein. Protein are really big, juicy pieces compared to little salts and ions and other things that the kidneys have to get rid of. So if you have, quote unquote, leaking protein, if somebody says you are leaking protein in the urine, a lot of us leak, period, but we're talking about protein microscopically. If you're doing that, then that means there's something wrong with your filter. Or that could mean you have too much protein in the blood and your urine is just, I mean, it's just your kidneys are doing the best it can and your kidneys just can't, you know, filter everything to the degree there's too much protein. Or you could be having protein after the kidneys. All right. We've talked about the blood goes through the kidneys and the little glomeruli. All right. There, the kidney decides what to keep and what it doesn't want to keep. Then it's thrown into the ureter. The ureter empties into the bladder. And then the bladder empties through the urethra. Men have a longer urethra than women. Stop the giggles. So if there's protein in the urine, even though more commonly it's from, you know, high blood pressure or diabetes or issues where you're starting to have a little bit of renal insufficiency, sometimes you could have post-renal protein urea where it's the protein is coming after the kidneys. You got the pre-renal and you got the post-renal. So after the kidneys, deal with the urine and stuff. Here's the urine. It's nice and clean. It's fresh and all that. But there's maybe, you know, some blood. Blood carries protein. Okay, so maybe you have a little ulceration in the bladder. Maybe you have a bladder infection. A lot of times we'll see protein with a bladder infection. All right, maybe your kidneys have scraped up the side of the ureter like mine did. And so you have leaky protein there. So, whenever we see, quote unquote, protein in the urine, the first thing I do is look for high blood pressure and diabetes. Because high blood pressure and diabetes could definitely cause damage to the kidneys. Now, medication could do that too. We've talked about ibuprofen, naproxen, anti-inflammatories. A lot of us take that for arthritic type pain. So having arthritic type pain and those types of issues will cause us to head to the pharmacy or head to the over-the-counter shelves and start taking our own medications. Well, these medications, after a while, can wear and tear on the kidneys. Because remember, the kidneys are used to the medications. They were designed for, you know, filtering out your food and, you know, other toxins that come its way. And decide what to keep in that respect. Now, when we talked about protein being big, why would protein in the urine signify renal disease? Because compared to salts and ions, protein is huge. So if you're seeing chunks of those in the urine microscopically, not seen literally, but microscopically picking that up, that means you could possibly be losing other things that are smaller and not being detected. If a big chunk of protein is leaking through, what else is leaking through? Now, trauma to the kidneys could do this. Certain toxins, infections. WebMD does a great dissertation on this. There's certain immune system disorders like lupus, things like that can affect the kidneys, okay? Multiple myeloma, amyloidosis, etc. Now, who's at risk besides the diabetes and high blood pressure? Who's at risk? Well, if you're obese. People who are obese will a lot of times have protein in the urine. If you're over 65, a lot of times we'll see protein in the urine. If there's a family history of kidney disease, let's say you had preeclampsia when you were pregnant. Preeclampsia is where your blood pressure is high. You have protein in the urine back then. Well, if you had that when you were pregnant, when you're older, right, not pregnant, we may be able to see an issue. Just like if you had diabetes in pregnancy or high blood pressure in pregnancy. A lot of times we'll see that later. Ethnicities, a lot of African Americans will start to have changes to their kidneys sooner than whites. Native Americans, Hispanics, Pacific Islanders, a lot more likely to have kidney disease and protein issues in the urine. Why? More likely to get high blood pressure. They also say, this is very, very interesting, there's some people that will have more protein in the urine when they stand than when they lie down. Now, what's significant about this is many people in the hospital, they're lying down in the hospital. So they have a catheter in, or, you know, they you know, pee while lying down in a one of those little containers. All right, and sometimes their urine looks better than when they stand up. That's really interesting. Okay, so what to do? Okay, what do we do if we see that you have protein in the urine? Well, number one, look at the diabetes, okay, and make sure you're not diabetic, or if you are, we treat that tight. Get that diabetes in very, very tight control. Same thing with blood pressure. We look at your blood pressure next. Avoid the medications that could cause issues like the anti-inflammatories. But a lot of times you'll be put on an ACE inhibitor, and we call that kidney protectors. I call it a kidney protector because diabetics now all have to be on these. Excuse me. These ACE inhibitors are the angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors, or the fancier, newer class, the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers. These types of drugs that are very similar, but they're still different classes, we a lot of times use them in people with diabetes and high blood pressure because they do protect the kidneys, and they do slow down progressive kidney damage. So medications like captopril, benazepril, enalapril, or Altase, etc., those medications that end in ill, the generic name, those are ACE inhibitors. The medicines that end in TAN, like Losartan, or the brand names of Cozar, Hyzar, Benicar, Atacand, Diavan, those medicines are in the ARB class. So a lot of times we prescribe those. They're very good for blood pressure. Now, why would that class protect the kidneys? Why? Well, we know that class does allow some vasodilation, which is nice. It also prevents a lot of extra work on the kidney, we're finding. And it prevents blood pressure spikes. Now, we've talked about blood pressure spikes. You know, if you have blood pressure that's like, let's say 140 over 90. And then over the next few years, you go to 145 over 95. And then a few years later, 150 over 100. Yes, that could cause damage. But we're thinking that it's more damaging for you to be running around 130 over 80. And then every time you see a white coat or, you know, I don't know, the in-laws call or a cat runs across your car when you're trying to drive and your blood pressure spikes up to the 150s over 100s, that could be more damaging. The body likes very slow, relaxed, consistent, predictable changes. The body doesn't like spikes. Now, they don't mention alcohol, but I am seeing people that love their drink start having some kidney issues. Now, why could that be? Well, alcohol will a lot of times affect the liver, but think about it. Okay, your kidneys have to filter stuff out. That's not nice, clean, fresh spring water you're drinking, right? It's alcohol. So the kidneys are taxed there. Also, a lot of you that drink alcohol don't drink regular fluids. You may also not be getting regular nutrition. You know what? I want to skip dinner tonight so I can pound these shots and really get the buzz. All right? So you could be lack of nourishment. Alcohol also leads to diabetes. So you could be having some diabetic issues. By the way, we also forgot to mention cholesterol. Cholesterol is also a risk factor. People with high cholesterol, which could be related to the diabetes, also messes with the kidneys. So we got to keep the cholesterol down. But, you know, with alcohol, it also raises blood pressure. So you have raising blood pressure, you have the extra sugar, you have the propensity to sugar disease, you have the extra toxins, and then you get hungover the next day and you pop an Excedrin migraine or an aspirin or Tylenol or Motrin or whatever. The anti-inflammatories, not the Tylenol, can also hurt the kidneys. All right? Great question. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
All right. Oh, was I off key? Oh, sorry, guys. I have been fa-la-la-y-lolling. I've been fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I've been fa-la-la-ying all week. So I apologize if I'm not as good a singer as you all expect. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm not supposed to sing. I'm supposed to give you medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so obesity can be a disability according to the European Court of Justice. Being reported by ABC News, this is a decision that could have widespread consequences across the 28-nation bloc for the way in which employers deal with severely overweight staff. The ruling, which is binding across Europe, has such profound implications for employment law that experts think that a lot of the nations in the European Union or whatever is going to challenge it. So the court ruled in the case of a Danish child care worker, Carsten Kaltoft, who weighed 350 pounds and said he was unfairly fired for being fat. The ruling said that if obesity hinders a full and effective participation in professional life, it could count as a disability. Now, Jacob Sand is Kaltoff's lawyer, says the ruling means employers will have an active obligation to cater to the needs of their obese staff members who are considered disabled, because discrimination on the grounds of disability is illegal under European Union law. Okay, so we need to talk about this. This is definitely something worth discussing. I'd love to know how you feel. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, because as we are moving in America, we're moving towards obesity being a disability. And people discriminating, feel they're being discriminated against because they're obese. All right? Or people claiming it was discrimination if they weren't doing their job based on their disability. And then employers are proving that it had nothing to do with their weight. They weren't doing their job. So we need to discuss this. All right. Anyway, apparently the Danish employee in question worked in childcare for 15 years for the municipality of Billund in New York before being dismissed in 2010. The municipality says Kaltoff's position became unnecessary due to a decline in the number of children served. So the European Court of Justice said it is now for Danish courts to decide whether Kaltoft is now fighting. If he was fired because of the disability, he worked there. Sorry about that. I have a new iMac something, and I don't know how to deal with a Mac. So every time I hit the button the other way, okay. So I'm not sure what sort of compensation he's looking for. Oh, yeah. 15 months of his salary. He's now fighting for compensation worth 15 months of his salary. Okay, so this is extremely important for those of us who are employers and for those of us who are employees here in America, okay? Because obesity is something that a lot of us are dealing with, all right? And there's a good chance that almost half of us will be considered obese later. Now, is morbid obesity a disability? Okay, as much as on for employer rights, okay, and employee rights, okay, I think employers have rights and employees have rights. Yes, obesity is technically a disability. It is. Okay, now some of you could say, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, they caused that themselves. Well, what if you take on a job and you were scatterbrained about something, and you didn't follow safety precautions, and you fall off the roof, and you severely cut your arm, and it has to become amputated, that's still considered a disability, even if it's your fault. If you're working as a chef and you cut off your finger accidentally, yeah, it was your fault, but it's still considered a disability. So, obesity is disabling. Whether it's your fault or a thyroid condition's fault or your parents' genetics' fault, it is considered a disability, all right? Where this is going to get extremely muddled is somebody gets fired, okay? And if they are overweight, are they going to always claim, well, you were discriminating against me because I was disabled? Now, I don't know where this is going to go. I'm actually going to follow this case closely because this is very, very interesting, because as America takes this on, and I'm not sure when that would happen, but we're moving towards that, we are going to see lots of cases where people get fired and they're going to claim it was, that they were a female or a male, or they were white or they were black, or they were obese or they weren't, or they were whatever. And we're already seeing that with non-obese cases. So now we throw obesity into the mix. All right, let's talk about employer rights. What do you have the right to do as an employer? If somebody is not doing a job that you need them to do, do you have a right to fire them? Now, the reason why this disability, you know, demarcation and delineation and description is so important is because we are not allowed to discriminate and we have to make accommodations for people with disabilities. We have to. I mean, according to the ADA. So, you know, you have to have, like when we built our office, everything had to be, you know, ADA, which is totally fine. Bathrooms, et cetera. Counter, workspace, et cetera. So anybody with a disability could work for us, and anybody with a disability could come in as a patient. Okay? I mean, that's what we do. And we do a pretty damn good job of being able to take care of a lot of the patients that come in with a variety of things. But, you know, where I get nervous is, as an employer, if somebody is not doing their job, okay, it's very difficult, very financially straining to hire a second person and keep them on, okay? Not let them think we're discriminating against them. I mean, you know, they're not doing their job. Funny thing is with our history, our more obese workers that we've had have been some of the best, honestly. So we've never had that issue. So, I being a doctor's office, the weight doesn't matter. But, you know, there was a case in America where there was a gym, and the front desk person at the gym was fired. And she blamed it on her not being, you know, a bodybuilder type in that look. Do employers have a right to have their front receptionist or the person that meets you walking in to be an icon of what they want that gym to be? I mean, every time I've walked into a gym, it is somebody who is really cut, in really good shape, usually in gym clothes. And you just feel like you're there. Although, you know, I would probably feel happier if the person was overweight, because then I wouldn't feel so overweight. Because usually when I'm around skinny people, I'm like, ah. But, you know, do employers have a right to hire pretty people? All right? I mean, if it's a modeling agency, you know, and they have models. I mean, discrimination goes on all the time. Okay? You know, I have never been hired for a modeling job because I don't look like a model. Do I have a discrimination suit? Well, Dr. Dahlia, your looks are not a disability. Say that again. Have you seen me? Yes, my looks are a disability. They're a big disability, okay? I could be Miss America if it wasn't for my looks. My looks are preventing me from being the sexy hot mama I want to be. So, yes, obesity is a disability. Yes, you can't have desks that only skinny people could work at, okay? You need to have chairs that are comfortable. You need to have, allow bathroom breaks, medical leave, etc. Okay, these are things we need to do as employers. But if somebody is not doing their job and they're doing a crappy job, employers should have a right to fire them, okay? No matter what they look like. Or, you know, and that's what gets true. I mean, notwithstanding them having a disability that allows them to work there, obviously. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.